Long COVID could be no worse than the flu. That's according to a landmark study by Queensland Health.
The results have shocked Queensland's chief health officer.
Not the Australian population, they weren't shocked because all they experienced and observed was the flu.
And may come as a surprise to anyone dealing with long COVID.
Well, if it's identical to the flu and they've had the flu before, and being told long COVID is actually the flu, I don't know how that is a surprise.
A new study shows the impact of coronavirus is almost identical to the common flu. The research done mid last year tracked 2,200 adults with COVID and 1,000 with influenza for 12 weeks after initial diagnosis. It found of those with COVID, 21% reported ongoing symptoms after the 12 weeks, while 4% suffered moderate to severe effects that caused functional impairment. This compared with the flu patients, where 23% reported ongoing symptoms, with 4% also dealing with moderate to severe effects. Dr. John Gerard says it's critical to note Queensland had a high vaccination rate when the research was done, with the jab showing to help weaken the impacts of long COVID.
Well, that's just a broad statement, unlike the actual peer-reviewed case study where they put percentages up. He doesn't say what percentage of severity it would have been had there been no jabs. But in New South Wales, across the border, it's the exact opposite of what he says, because when they used to publish the statistics on people in hospital and their jab status, this is what we saw.
Not a single COVID hospitalization or ICU admission was among the fully unvaccinated. No dose of the vaccine admitted to the hospital, zero.
While he also stressed the results didn't detract from the seriousness of long COVID, but showed its impacts weren't too dissimilar from other viruses.
So the entire world, but I'll just talk about Australia for our statistics, went through an emergency. The Governor General declared an emergency on modelling by Jodie McVernon from the Doherty Institute. Yeah, I haven't forgotten you, Jodie. Isn't it amazing that in 2023, after all emergencies over and the jab program's done, suddenly they do this study. Oh, actually, what we might do is we might compare COVID with the flu. This wasn't a big surprise because they had already published the symptoms alongside influenza. So this was just going down the path of replacing the modelling with a study. Now, in 2020, there was more than 1,000 cases of COVID, and without lockdowns and honest reporting, if just so I can show there was more than 1,000 cases of flu. By the way, I've got a video coming up on that. So that was there. They could have just done this 12-week study, I don't know, say from August through to October, November 2020. Oh, they're the same thing. Shut the whole emergency down. Everything back to normal. But no, and no need for this ridiculous jab program. And border closures. Remember, people couldn't have weddings, couldn't go to funerals. Man, this was serious stuff. Now, at the end of it all, 3 years later, a year after the emergency ended in April 2022, April 2023, all pre-planned for a long, long time ago, they're now coming clean. Or walking it back. Oh, by the way, it was just the flu. All right, no more questions, please. The biggest hit we took was to the finances, probably was $400 billion that the RBA took from public funds and just gifted to the banks. Just gave it to them. Here you go. We've got this modelled up emergency virus. Here's $400 billion. 3 years later, actually, it's just the flu. Yeah, we got your money, though. And, of course, because it was one big lie. Remember last year I did that video on how they had cancelled 33,000 fines and they might be cancelling the rest of them this year? Well, here we go.
South Wales government is being urged to withdraw more than 29,000 remaining COVID fines after the Supreme Court found flaws in the way fines were issued.
The flaw being that there was no evidence for which to write the health order on. It was on modelling. Now, if there's no evidence at the start, then there's no evidence producing court for the government to defend the fine. And you need evidence. You can't do it on modelling. What should have happened was they should have done this study back in 2021 when they were issuing the fines. Now, if they had to come up with these results, and COVID was much more severe, this is just the symptoms, by the way, you'd have a lot more deaths, the study would constitute evidence, the health order would be backed by evidence, as would the fines. And if those figures were correct, people would have obeyed and not be fined, because they wouldn't want to die. But that wasn't the case. It was the flu all along. It just harks back to when Kerry Chant and Brad Hazzard were before their budget estimates, and Kate, in the first one who didn't really know what was going on, was hearing these numbers out of Chant's mouth, which was the ones he brackets. She says, okay, well, where's the documents? Well, if she added the documents, they would have shown 21% and 4% severe, and they would have got the money through budget estimates.
It comes after a backflip last year, which saw the state withdraw $30 million worth of COVID fines.
All right, I'll finish up. Look at these two signs. These are just a reminder of just one small part. Remember that there'd be like 10 reporters across mainstream media, this very channel now that's going, oh, it's just the flu. They were outside of train stations, shops, all these different locations all over Australia with Carl or whoever was back in the studio, all panicked. Oh, how many cases? Oh, dear God, another 5 cases. Okay, thanks for keeping us updated. Oh, now 2003, oh, it's just the flu. Yeah, okay.